Hi, you're listening to After Dinner Conversations, short stories for long discussions. What that means is we get short stories, we select those short stories, and then we discuss them specifically about the ethics and the morality of the choices, the characters, and the situations put us in. Why did you do this? What makes you do this? What makes us good people? What's the nature of truth, goodness, all of that sort of stuff? And hopefully we're all better, smarter people for it, and learn a little bit about why we think the way we think. So thank you for listening. Hi, and welcome to After Dinner Conversation, Short Stories for Long Discussions, where we get short stories, we discuss them, and we try and, be better, smarter people for it from the After Dinner Conversation series. I am the founder of After Dinner Conversation, Colby. I'm also one of the hosts of the podcast, and I run the publication. So we've just finished up season 4. If you haven't listened to any other episodes, if this is your first episode to listen to, this probably isn't your best episode because this is the summary of season 4 where I take listener questions that they've emailed in. Go ahead and listen to some other episodes. You'll like them. You'll love them. They're, 30 to 45 minutes long. However, if you have been listening for a while, you'll know this is now the second time I have done listener questions, where people throughout the season, they email me and I answer them directly. I don't wait for the show to answer them, but I feel like I hold on to the question so I can answer them on the air, because I feel like if one person emailed the question, probably there were other people that emailed the question or that had the same question, right? And so this was not the usual format. This is just a question and answer, end of the season thing for season 4, which also reminds me, we have finished season 4. Oh my God, we're 4 seasons into this. We are more than 2 years into doing these podcasts now, which is absolutely amazing and wonderful. So thank you for listening, first off. Thank you for making this idea a reality. It's been a wild ride so far, to say the least, and it only gets crazier every couple of months when some new thing breaks and makes us bigger. Okay, so let me get to some of the questions that people have sent in this time. Hold on, let me pull them up. Okay, so first question we got is, what got you interested in doing After Dinner Conversation, I assume, in the first place? The original idea actually came from my wedding, of all things. So for my wedding, I got married almost three years ago now. And I had a bunch of my college friends and all of my friends come in, and I was talking to one of my good friends, Bill, and we were talking about, like, what are you going to do next? What are you interested in? And, that's the sort of discussions that you have over beers at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I told him, I was like, you know what I really want to do? Like, it wouldn't work. It's a terrible idea. I don't know, blah, blah, blah. All the usual hemming and hawing. And I'm like, what I really want to do is I just want to, like, have meaningful conversations. I want other people to have meaningful conversations. And, being a good friend, he encouraged me to do that. And we talked about it for a little while. I had the wedding the next day. Actually, I was super tired for my wedding day because I was up till 3 o'clock in the morning. But, a few months later, the publication started, first as short stories, then later as a podcast, then as the magazine, the monthly magazine we have now, also all of the anthologies, and it's grown from there. But the initial idea came literally at 3 o'clock in the morning, the day before my wedding. Kind of a random thing. Question number 2, how do you all know each other from the podcast? Okay, so for those of you who hadn't listened, it's myself, Ashley, Jeremy, and Sarah. We've had a few other people come and go over the time, Jessica being one of the main ones, who's awesome. If you haven't heard her, she was in the first dozen episodes. Jeremy, I know, because we met in high school a million years ago when we were both like 17 and 18. He was a senior and I was a junior. We were in physics class together with Mr. Capps. We have stayed friends ever since. So it's literally if it sounds like Jeremy and I have known each other forever, it is because we have. Ashley is my wife. which originally the goal was to not have her on the show because I was always worried that it was going to sound like Sheldon Cooper's Fun with Flags, you know, where he just drags his girlfriend on the show. But she really wanted to do it, and she was kind of upset that I didn't initially ask her. And I didn't ask her, not because I didn't think she'd be great at it, just because I didn't think, like, I don't want to have to, like, you know, wrangle your wife into helping you and do these things. But she really wanted to do it, and she has been a huge addition to the show in her background, and it's worked out really well. Sarah's come on later. She is a friend of Jeremy's, and she is a teacher, and we just really wanted to balance out the gender perspectives. We wanted to balance out the backgrounds of the different people's perspectives. And she jumped right in, and she has also been really amazing at it as well. So we're super happy to have Sarah doing it as well. So yeah, that's how we all know each other. Jeremy and I have known each other the longest, and then Ashley and Sarah, obviously, all known for a while. Number three. There are 10 questions, by the way, that I took. I just took the best 10 or top 10. I didn't take all of the ones I get. Number three, why does your audio sound different from each episode? It's a good question. So you might notice that Jeremy and Sarah have a certain kind of audio quality or certain room noise. Ashley and I have a different room noise, and sometimes Ashley and I's noise changes around, blah, blah, blah. So the reason for this has happened a couple ways. One, Jeremy's audio quality's gotten better because he's just slowly invested in better equipment. Ashley and I's has been all over the map, in part because we are digital nomads, so we travel all the time. So while we've been doing these podcasts, we have been in France, Italy, Croatia, Northern Cyprus. I'm forgetting every place now. I don't even know every place. Spain, Thailand. Yeah, a lot of places. We're in Cyprus right now. Not Cyprus, we are in Malta right now. So you can tell, like, it becomes a blur. Like, we change locations every 2 or 3 months. We are legitimately digital nomads, which means every room that we're in is a different size and a different room noise echo. And so I do my best to take it all out, but realistically, our rooms are just never going to sound the same from month to month or so. Question number four. How long do you think you will do the podcasts for? I don't know. You know, initially I thought we would do a four-year run and see how it went. I figured we'd get to 100 episodes. We're at like 57 episodes right now. I think 100 episodes is going to be the minimum that we'll do. But if, you know, people are enjoying it and it's contributing to people's interest in the magazine, we may go past 100. But right now the goal is to get to 100 episodes, which would be quite a few, actually. I mean, that would be like 4 years of doing this podcast. So we'll see. Number five, why does Colby, meaning me, always do the story introductions? That's a great question. You know, originally we rotated who does the story introductions, who says like what happened in the story. Jeremy's done it. Ashley's done it. Sarah's done it. We have read our synopsises before. And in the end, it's just kind of settled in that everyone has me do it now. I don't know if that means I do it better or maybe I just do it the way that I like it to be done. I don't know. But it's just become a habit now. I don't mind doing them. So I'll probably continue to be the one to do them. But, you know, if Sarah, Jeremy, and Ashley just said, hey, I want to do them, then they could do them too. It's totally fine by me. Number six, how can I submit a story for consideration for the podcast, and how do you find your stories? That's a great question. So you can't submit a story for the podcast. Here's the way it works. You go to our website, afterdinnerconversation.com. There is a submissions page. You submit your stories to us. We'll take, you know, any genre, as long as it asks an interesting ethical or philosophical question, ideally between about 2,500 words and about 4,000, although we have taken shorter and we've taken as long as 6,000 or 7,000, but that is rare and it really usually doesn't work out. But then once you're published, once you're selected to be published, and about 5% of the stories we get selected to be published. Once the story's published, then we select what we're going to do our podcasts for the season. Not because they're always the best or worst stories. they're really, we pick the stories that we think are things that we haven't talked as much about maybe, or that I think that, you know, Jeremy and I and Ashley and Sarah will just really have very different opinions of, right? If I think we're all going to agree, I might not pick that one. It's not a reflection of the quality of the story. I'm just trying to come up with interesting podcasts. So about half of the stories that get published in the magazine make it on to the podcast. But first, you have to get published in the magazine. I should also mention that the Patreon listeners also can submit questions that we'll discuss during the podcast. They can also, sometimes I've spit things out to them and been like, hey, I'm deciding between these podcasts. Which one would you rather we talked about? And our Patreon subscribers have voted on which ones we talk about. So if you ever want to get more input into what goes on in the podcast discussions or which ones get podcasts, become a Patreon subscriber. That's a great way to do it. You can do that by going to patreon.com/, I think it's After Dinner Conversation or After Dinner Con or something like that. Next, number 7. Do you ever talk to the authors before doing the podcast? I mean, obviously we talk to them to publish them. But do I ask them questions or does anyone ask them questions like about what we're going to discuss? The answer is no. We do that on purpose. We don't want to know what the author meant, which might seem a little bit anti-intuitive. But the idea is this, right? Like when you listen to your favorite song, you read your favorite book, it's a collaborative, meaning is a collaborative process, right? It is both what the author meant, but it's also what it meant to you. And if the author just tells you what it meant, then you really don't get the same artistic license to talk about what it, to develop in your mind what it means to you. If you use the movie or short story Blade Runner, specifically the movie though, you know, there was a big question in the movie Blade Runner if Decker was a Nexus or not, if he was an android, a replicant, I should say. And it was purposely vague in the movie, which I thought was a great tool because then you bring your own identity and ideas to that. And then later Ridley Scott said, yes, he is a replicant, and it kind of spoiled it. And I think that was a little bit, that lessened the movie by knowing, right? And so we don't talk to the authors only because we don't want our opinions or ideas to be tainted by the author's intent of what they know the true meaning is. I don't know. I think an argument could be made either way for it, though. We have talked, for what it's worth, about letting the authors have a tag-on part at the end of the podcast, like, you know, after we've recorded it, where they can rebut what we've said. Maybe that'll happen someday. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. Hi, this is Colby, and you are listening to After Dinner Conversation, short stories for long discussions, but you already knew that, didn't you? If you'd like to support what we do at After Dinner Conversation, head on over to our Patreon page at patreon.com/afterdinnerconversation. That's right, for as little as $5 a month, you can support thoughtful conversations like the one you're listening to. And as an ad incentive for being a Patreon supporter, you'll get early access to new short stories and ad-free podcasts, meaning you'll never have to listen to this blurb again. At higher levels of support, you'll be able to vote on which short stories become podcast discussions, and you'll even be able to submit questions for us to discuss during these podcasts. Thank you for listening, and thank you for being the kind of person that supports thoughtful discussion. Maybe that'll happen someday. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. What else do we have here? We're doing 10 questions, by the way, if you're just joining us for the end, in honor of the end of season 4, which we just wrapped up. We'll start season 5 in 2 weeks, where we'll actually discuss the stories like we normally do. Okay, question number 8. Would you ever consider having a guest on the podcast? Maybe. If it was the right guest. I'm not seeking any, and I don't particularly want any. We have a really good flow with the four of us, and I'm not sure what a podcast guest would add. I think the only podcast guest I would add, maybe, this is a maybe, I don't even know if I would, is a philosophy professor. So if we were doing something on someone with some level of expertise in the area of the story, right? So if we were doing something on that involved theory of mind, to actually have a theory of mind professor on the program, that'd be pretty cool. If we were doing something about technology and the ethics related to technology, having a technology ethics professor or an AI ethics professor on would be interesting as well. That I might do. If I found the right professor with the right story where they could add a level of expertise to what the story is, I might. I don't know. Never say never. Number 9, what kind of stories are you looking for? Well, if you listen to the podcast, you know what kind of stories we're looking for. We're looking for stories 2,500 to 4,000 words that cover any possible genre, that asks some interesting ethical question, right? Where people could be left to decide, like, should you go left or should you go right? If the story has a clear answer, it's probably not the kind of story we want. If the narrator, the main character, makes a clear, correct decision, probably not our story, right? We want the stories where there are multiple reasonable opinions based on your values and based on your culture and based on your moral compass and your faith, maybe even. We're looking for those vague stories. As far as genres, we don't care what it is. We get a lot of science fiction. That's fine. I like science fiction. I love science fiction. But I would love to get stuff that are westerns or romance, you know. I'd love to get anything. Children's stories. We used to get more of those. We don't get as many of those anymore. But any genre works. So we're just looking for stuff that's interesting, that fits our podcast debate format. And our final question to finish off, questions from readers for season number 10. Would you ever consider reading the stories on the air instead of just discussing them? I'd never really thought about it. I don't know. I've never thought about it. That's a great question. You know, maybe. Off the top of my head, you know, what we do now is we just summarize the story and we assume you've read it. But I think there's an argument to be made, because right now we air every 2 weeks. There's an argument to be made, I think, that we could alternate the weeks. 1 week we would read the story and it would be like a audio book. And the next week we would discuss the story the way we normally discuss it. And then it would be, I guess if I did it that way, we'd have a weekly program at that point, because it would TikTok, right? It would be read the story, discuss the story, read the story, discuss the story. I don't know. That's a really interesting question. I'm going to think about that one. Actually, that one gives me pause. I might consider doing that. You know, as we start season 5, that would be the time to start it. So, maybe. Yeah, maybe. You guys got me thinking. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I would do that. Maybe I'll do that for season 5. You know, I've got a couple of weeks to ponder it. So that's it. Those are the questions that was a really good question. That one's really got me thinking now. That ends season 4. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being awesome. Just as a reminder, you know, the best way to, if you like our program, the best way for it to grow is by word of mouth, especially when it comes to podcasts. About 85% of podcasts that people listen to for the first time, they listen to because of a recommendation from a friend. So, you know, if you like our podcast, recommend it to a friend. If you're an author who's had been published with us, recommend the podcast to your friends so they can listen to us discuss your story. That would be amazing. I think that's it. We'll come back again for season 5. So I'm really thinking about that last question now. We'll come back for season 5 in 2 weeks, and we'll be back at our normal format. So thank you for joining us, and thank you for listening. Like and subscribe. Buy the short stories from our website, After Dinner Conversation. You can also get them on Amazon, Apple, Roku, Libby, Overdrive, Barnes & Noble. You can get our magazines everywhere. But the best place to get them is from our website, because that way we keep all the money. And then other people don't take a cut. You also get them a few days earlier, truth be told. If you really want to support us on Patreon, patreon.com. You can find us at After Dinner Conversation. Thank you for listening. And again, thank you for being the kind of person who supports thoughtful conversation. Bye. Have a great day. If you've enjoyed listening to this, please like and subscribe. It helps us out a ton. You know, the vast majority of people listen haven't liked and subscribed, which means maybe it shows up in your algorithm, maybe it doesn't. So don't leave that to chance. Just go ahead and hit that button, and we'd sure appreciate that. And that way we can keep doing what we're doing, and you're not left to the whims of some algorithm. Thanks.